What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Batter. Okay.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked? You might use it to cook turnip greens.
Side meat.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog gel and hog's head and things like that?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
I don't know what about.
Okay. Cherries don't grow down here, do they? It's another North Georgia question. What do you call the center of a peach?
Call it peach seed.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? Yeah, two kinds. One that meat comes.
I call that a pressed peach, the one that sticks.
Okay. And how about the other one?
Call it a clear seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that you don't shell? You just eat
snap them. Bean.
Okay. What do you call a bean that's about the size of my thumbnail and it's kind of flat and it's either yellowish or greenish and it's not in a pod? Okay, that's a kind of poor description, maybe. Let me see what these people say. Well, that's pretty much what they say. What they're after is butter beans or lima beans or shell beans. Do you ever have those?
Yes, I have. Butter beans.
Butter beans? Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
I just call them turnip tops.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Call it boiled corn.
Okay. What do you call an animal that smells bad? It's black and it's got a white stripe down its back.
On the pole pit.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about that big and about that big around? And it lives around lakes or ponds and it squats down like this and hops. It eats insects. Well, at night it might go wah, like this. You hear them at night around ponds.
The bullfrog?
Yeah.
I hear them.
Okay.
Oh, a bullfrog.
And how about a smaller thing that's a smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise?
We call them a toadfrog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
We fish with wigglers.
Okay. Now, are there any different, do you always fish with wigglers or are they different kind of worms?
We used to fish with earthworms, but we can't find them much, so we can find the wigglers, so that's what we get.
Uh-huh, okay. What do you call an insect that sends off light on and off in the summertime so you can see it at night?
We call them a lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a little insect that's about that long and has a real thin body and filmy kind of wings? And they sit on clotheslines sometimes, and sometimes you see them around lakes or ponds. That's a kind of bad question. I'm sure you must have them around here. They don't sting or anything. Well, I'll tell you what we've got down here, and you tell me which one you use. A spindle, a mosquito hawk, a snake doctor, a dragonfly.
Yeah, we call them a mosquito hawk.
Okay. Well, do you call them a mosquito hawk or a skeeter hawk?
I believe it just says skeeter hawk.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting? It looks like a wasp, but it's not a wasp. It might sting a little, but it doesn't sting as much as a wasp does.
It's not that.
Okay.